did. We never.
Now 7:00, call it over the regular meeting of the planning commission of Sylvan County, June 24, 2015. First order of business will be pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm actually going to change that order of business. The first thing we're going to call up right now is ZMP 1502, Stephen L. Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Bibb, members of the planning commission. This afternoon, the applicant notified planning staff that they would like to request deferral of this item and give them additional time to meet with VI to discuss some of the questions surrounding the access and the roads and so forth. And I believe staff forwarded you the email request earlier today, if you have that in writing, but I'm going to turn it over to the applicant at this time and let them elaborate on that further for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, I'm Justin Schimpf, engineer of the project. Yeah, so this is earlier today, I received a correspondence from VI, but it's a little overdue. We submitted our paperwork back first to last month, like we discussed last time we were here. And today at 11:00, they kind of got back to us with some things, and I happened to be meeting with him this afternoon, Chuck Proctor, who's the regional planner, and Mark Wood, the engineer of the district. We had a lengthy discussion about some of the questions, and I think we made some good progress. I wish they'd kind of come to the table a little sooner for this, but I think we have a path forward to discuss the funding and actually have a little more certainty about that now than we thought we had. So we'll just request a deferral now, indefinitely until we get a little along with him, and then we'll notify Mr. Tugwell ready to come back and have some of these things ironed out a little further.
Thank you. Planning commission, do we have any discussion on that? Do we like to have a motion to accept the deferral?
I don't know, I make a motion that we accept the deferral until a later date.
Yeah,
it's until a later date.
That would be advertised.
Right.
And will be the expense of the app.
Yes. Do I have a second? Have a second for the number? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. He wanted to hear for that particular item. We had had some questions, and they were working with VI to try to answer some of our questions, and so therefore they have asked for a deferral to be able to get back. They've been meeting with VI earlier today, and so we just got notice of this late this afternoon, so with no way to really notify anybody about this. So I apologize to anybody that came for this. But have a good day. The next item is our director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Bibb. We have two items to report on from our three local supervisors. SUP 1503, Mr. Smith's amusement out of the store that was approved by the board on June 3rd. Also, SUP 1502 was approved.
not a public hearing tonight, May 24th, for a total of 3 minutes, if anybody wants to talk about anything from the county, that applies to the planning commission, come forward, so that you say, it'll be limited to 3 minutes. Do you know about coming forward?
We move on to the approval of minutes.
I have one question, and it's under the planning director's report, BZA, they agreed Baptist Church, request for variance to the manhole section 2265, was on this day, zoning ordinance to allow the production of the building setback required, 75 feet, 65 feet, that was what they requested, what was actually passed, and they didn't want to check their minutes of the basis, was, I think, Peter Von Kaiser was concerned that they were within 90 inches of what they would actually be, so doing more sort of, wouldn't have a problem with setback.
Does anybody else have any other corrections, that, does anybody have a motion to approve the minutes with that correction? Zimmer makes a motion to approve the minutes, do I have a second?
Second.
Have a second, Mr. Johnson, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. The next item on the agenda is CMP 1503, White Oak Stone Company.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. This is CMP 1503, is a rezoning request from White Oak Stone Company to rezone A1 property to I-1 in the Zion Falls Road Community Planning Area. It's 4.337 acres of tax map 5, section A, parcel 59, again, it'll be from A1 to I-1, and it's currently vacant land. This is the zoning map. Subject parcel delineated from bold. It's approximately 1,000 feet south of the 15-250 intersection. Again, within the Zion Falls Road Community Planning Area. Aerial photograph. Parcel is currently pretty much open. Some trees. See applicant sketch plan. I believe this survey, this particular survey shows a dwelling has since been raised. So again, it is unimproved, currently unimproved. And photographs for permission. This is looking north towards the 15-250 intersection. Again, this is a rezoning request of 4.337 acres of tax map 5A57. It's in, within Design Crossroads Planning Area. It's designated by our comprehensive plan, 2009 comprehensive plan. If the rezoning is approved, site development plans will be required for any improvements on the property. And it is consistent with the comprehensive plan in that it's conducive to further development in this area, and due to location and proximity of major transportation networks such as Interstate 64 and 250. It's an area that should be rezoned or zoned industrial and or commercial for those uses. County should promote economic development in this area along these routes. In conclusion, this request appears to be in compliance with our comprehensive plan, and the commission should consider any impacts to neighboring properties and how it aligns with goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan. Motion for the commission, and Mr. Heffern, the applicant, is here to answer any questions, and I'd be happy to answer any questions also.
Anyone have any questions? Would the applicant like to speak to the project?
My name is Dave Pepper. I'm one of the owners of White Oak, and there are
stone supply company. So we would sell palletized stone. I think what separates us apart from just the idea of an industrial lot of having just material stored everywhere is our material is stored in the back. It's in our best interest to make everything look attractive and appealing to. We're supplying some of the most expensive, highest end building materials there is. So our other company is a construction design build company, and we're also relocating to Bluebanna in Starlight Park, right across the street. So it is, it helps to be able to be right next door. So it is open to the public. You know, contractors can come in. If anyone's familiar with Luxstone of the Ring County, it's that same idea.
Anyone else have any other questions?
I have a question. At the technical review committee, engineer was said that you should look up if the water is in the last couple of years. And in our report, it says, may I just have to talk to you about that?
He has not talked to me about that. I'm going to understand now that it's still kind of up in the air. We're planning to start building as soon as this goes through this, you know, come this winter, and we would put a separate system in the time here. Right.
I would advise the applicant, what I would say is there is no capacity right now. So if you want to build right now, you have to use this station and use a well. But I think the applicant would be wise to design the system such that it could be deployed open, because this probably will be an area that would be mandatory connection.
That's not to say it's going to be successful. It's not to say it's going to be there a long time.
after being there for 45 years is somewhat ashamed in a way. Mentioned they're going to build the back and things like that, making it look like 15 is going to stay, you know, unobstructed. But you're talking about trucks going in and out, you're talking about 7 days a week, possibly, a retail operation taking place, because it's going to be open to the public. And personally, I just feel that particular piece of property, along with what falls in behind it, has a much greater future. Now, if the economic director could possibly piece the property in and around it and beyond that, maybe we could have something very attractive to offer to the commercial world. I know there's a number of hotel operations that the old days, the Holiday Inn, wanted to get as close as they could to the turnpike access. Now they try to stay away from it because the guests don't get enough sleep because of the noise. And unfortunately, 64 is going to grow, Virginia's going to grow. 15 is one of the only major arteries that go north and south now, but right through Virginia. And I know we want to keep the county rural, but in my estimation, I'd like to see it remain where it is. Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else coming forward, have a open discussion to the planning commission. Anyone in the planning commission have anything to discuss about this? Any concerns? Seemingly not. Do I have a motion?
Well,
there certainly good points to go overlay, and the fact that the planning department commission is to look on the overlay for that area and see if it's a critical piece of property, and the nature of what that area will look like, especially the water soon to come there, is guided by a lot of the civic activity. So sort of a catch 22, because obviously you're going to get all agricultural right now, and somebody can build a home by right, and you're going to tie it up. But on the other hand, if you don't designate how you think that area might look, then, to the speaker's point, you might end up with something that you're not so excited about. I would argue that market might dictate some of how that will change, in the sense that, you know, as that property becomes more valuable, a lot of residences right around there in that area, and it is going to change.
Shows you generally where that access is. We heavily, pretty heavily wooded right now, so we didn't walk, but this is the general, shows you the general point of access. And this is the applicant site plan. He will have to perform a boundary line adjustment as part of this project with one of the adjoining property owners in order to provide for the easement back to this to the development parcel, and he is working to do that now. Again, existing access is from Zion Park Road. The applicant's working with the adjoining property owners for his boundary line adjustment in order to accommodate the ingress and egress. The sketch plan appears to be in compliance with the sketch plan requirements. Of course, if this is approved, then he'll come back with his final. And the
plans to do that in phases. So he'll come back with final site development plan in phase one, staff will review and approve that administratively, and for all the ordinance requirements, and then phase two at some point in the future. So with that, I think Mr. Dose is here this evening. If you have any questions for him, I'm certainly be happy to answer any questions you have.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Tucker? Yeah, if you'd like to speak, or does anybody have any questions? Yeah. Okay. Do we have any discussion? Do we have any questions among ourselves? Or do I have a motion?
I think this is exactly what we saw.
Which we saw in February, so.
I move to approve SDP 1507 sketch plan for two phases to construct a 240 by 100 foot building in phase one and a 300 foot by 80 foot building in phase two with respect to 15.986 acres of tax map 5, section 11, parcel L5A, subject to the three conditions listed in the statute.
I have a motion for Mr. Zimmer. Do I have a second? Second, Mrs. Eager. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Passes 5-0. Next item on our agenda is another site development plan, SDP 1508, Lake Monticello Fire Department.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bibb. This is a second site plan development plan for review tonight, 1508. And you may recall this property was recently rezoned back in April from A1 to R4. It's the Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire Department, and this is their site development plan. It's a total of 8.192 acres. You may recall it's two contiguous parcels, and they are going to combine those two parcels into one to remove any ambiguity with regard to the property line, more or less being in the way. Again, that was approved back in April by the board from A1 to R4. Shows you an outline of that parcel. It's here. And of course, the zoning map is still green. It's still A1. It hasn't caught up with the rezoning yet, but it will be brown after that gets duplicated in attendance. The recent photograph was taken from Piedmont Village Shopping Center looking over at the parcel. This is the applicant's sketch plan. I believe they are adding 58 new parking spaces for a total of 131. That's been, I think, one of the issues over there, the substantial lack of parking for the activities that take place over there. And so I believe this is a good remedy for that issue. And so again, the existing access would be off of Slice Road, not off of South Boston. There is a sidewalk requirement. And it's 58 new parking spaces, brings a total of 131. Sketch appears to be in compliance with the ordinance. They're planning on lighting, of course, landscaping. With that, answer any questions. I believe Mr. Shep is here too. If you have any questions for him.
That line, you said that there's a technical thing about that they're lighting line. It's
well,
a boundary adjustment, but there's something else.
Vacation.
Okay, right. Well, I thought that I wasn't going to say that.
It's an ordinance, right. It's an ordinance of vacation. It gets rid of the lines of it.
So it's all
setbacks aren't an issue. It basically cleans it up.
Does anybody else have any questions for Mr. Tugwell? Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Schimpf? Okay, we'll have discussion. We have looked at this piece of property in the past. We know what they planned on doing, and this is basically what they told us that they planned on doing. And
Mrs. Peter, second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, 5-0. For no subdivision, I did. Next thing is unfinished business. Mr. Lindsay's gonna have some discussion, the concept of plan and how the latest of documents and timeline for the public hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a fairly brief discussion. I'm just basically hoping to tie up some of the loose ends from our conversation at the most recent work session. As far as staff is aware, the comprehensive plan is pretty well finished at this point. We looked at all of the questions and concerns you got last time. They've been addressed in the plan, and I have them here as well. For example, you were asking about the EMS trained volunteer numbers. I spoke with Cheryl Wilkins, and totals between the county and Lake Monticello is about 70, 75 at the moment. Moving forward, she believes that would not be a sufficient number. And I can email you the actual hard figures where she has it itemized as to who's with which organization as a trained volunteer. VCIN, I would ask what that stands for, the Virginia Criminal Information Network, and that's been specified in the plan now. There was a question regarding how one deputy was serving 6,000 to 9,000 civil papers per year, and the answer is that he or she has assistance from other deputies whose duties are not full-time process service. So there's one that is a full-time server process, and others join in to help when demand is high. There was a question about the crime rates, how they seem to contradict themselves on separate pages, and that language has been clarified so that it's significantly more clear and not contradictory. And those are all of the questions and concerns. We are looking now at a timeline, hopefully, wherein it could be before you all for a public hearing on August 26th. And for that to happen, it would be advertised on August 13th and August 20th. Assuming that goes well and everything is passed on that date, we would then advertise for the Board of Supervisors public hearing for September the 3rd and September the 10th for a September 16th public hearing. Very soon, hopefully this week even, the document as it is will be transmitted to you all, and we'll be discussing ways to get it on the website so that the public can look at it and make comments during July as we move forward. And obviously, we can still address this during the next two work sessions if there's any remaining issues. And I'm happy to answer any questions. That was all I had to share.
A couple times during the process of reviewing the contract, we had public input Is that something we need to do this week for the entire complaint, or something we've done in the past?
This is my first complaint.
With the public hearings.
It's my understanding that between the original meetings, of which there were many, and all those conversations where we took their input, and to the best of my knowledge, we really incorporated it and honored it. We're not under an obligation to have additional meetings like that, especially if we're putting it on the website and really pressing people to look and all of that. And then, of course, there will be both public hearings and the four total advertising meetings.
The only requirement is to have at least one public hearing for the planning commission, one planning, one for the supervisor. You can do more than that. You can't do less.
Yeah, what is it when I said I wonder if we should? We should have public requirements.
Well, we also get paper copies.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. can have those made up and based on your preference, we can either get those out to your houses, or we can, you know, as we can sometimes do with packets, or we can simply get them to you at the next meeting.
Would that be the next work session? If you can't pass, put it all in the electronic before then, would be fine. But sometimes it's easier to look at particular sections.
I can even have Mr. Miller deliver it to your home when you dial down the inspections before the next work session. That's your preference.
Really not that far away.
No, that's not.
I wonder if right at George Williams in the house where he wasn't worried about somebody shooting. Another 8-inch tall blind, half blind, deaf dog attacking. So could be scary.
And next work session is only exactly 2 weeks away because this didn't have 5 weeks in this month, so the 8th, because the first is the Wednesday and the 8th is the Wednesday. I know those dates were good because first when I get a pension at first and the 8th, it's like the Social Security.
Well, I wonder what, this is just a suggestion for the commission, I guess. But, I don't know what we have on our work session calendar, either for July or for August, but I wonder if we could somehow. So maybe there could be a public, not a public hearing, a public review time that would not add additional meetings or anything like that.
Could you do it right now?
Could we have that? I mean, not required, but
yeah,
it would be a good thing to give the county citizens a good hit.
If nobody shows up, we're done in 17 minutes, right?
I'll never make that decision if you did a meeting at 17 minutes.
You beat Mr. James.
There is no other new business tonight. There is a second public comment section. If there's anyone from the public that wants to come forward to speak on any item that's not anything about the planning commission, please come forward to this time station, name and your address. See no one come forward. If there's no objection from the planning commission or the planning department, we will adjourn at this time.
I don't actually object. I just wanted to get that chance to make this kind of approach. The planning commission on the plans to bring some focus back on the offers and the planning of the times crossroad area. It's just something that we'll continue to see a lot of requests and an opportunity for us to zero in on that and bring that back to the table. I think the board is anxious to see that. So.
We've brought that property to the board about in 8 years. I've been almost 8 years. I've been on the planning commission level for 30 years.
And I appreciate that your efforts and your patience.
Mr. Brown, we're working on some facility back to the planning
commission. I think every board is a new board, and I know it's hard, the hard work that you guys do.
You all have something in regard to that soon.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
That was a great game last night.
Oh, yeah.
I promise you.
I just wanted to see that home run hit, you know, when they had 3 in and 3 on.
Last year, it was much better because you just can't make stuff like that. Well, how about a wood? It's free to put up. Got to do one. Maybe the double stuff opposite outfit.